Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hi, this is George Wilmot from All Season Survival. And I received something in the mail from people.
Alrighty, did you have a reservation code there?
Yes, 2311.
Okay.
3101.
Okay.
0012. 0505.
0505. Alrighty, give me a second here while I bring up your file. And you said this was All Season Survival?
Yes.
Alrighty. I'm sorry, what was your name? Did you say George?
George Wilmot.
George, we didn't have the name on file here. How do I spell Wilmot?
W-I-L-M-O-T. William, India, Lima, Michael, Oscar, Tango.
Gotcha, okay. Give me a moment here. Alrighty, George, I'm just going to confirm some information real briefly here, and then we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have about what you received. I have billing address down as 210 North Willis Avenue, Endicott, New York, 13760. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and is this the company phone you're calling off of? Is this a cell? Or?
No, this is my home number. I'm home-based.
Okay, got you.
I have a 800 number for the business, which is
559-4468.
559-4468. And the cell phone is 607.
Okay.
321-1499.
Alrighty, and it looks like you guys are incorporated here. Are you guys S Corp, C Corp?
It's an S Corp.
S Corp, okay. And how long have you been in business there?
Well, it'll be 7 years in July.
Okay, we'll say about 7 years. Perfect. All right, yeah, if you can tell me what you're looking to do there for the business, if it's equipment or capital, can point you in the right direction here.
Okay, well, I'm looking really to pay off two existing loans that I have, which total about $40,000, maybe a hair under that right now. And I need the funds for inventory always.
Okay, so you're looking to net some additional funds.
My business is I sell Mountain House freeze-dried food and precious metals. Those are the two main categories that I have. And with precious metals, I buy directly from different mints that are based in the United States, because they're ISO regulated, and so I don't go out of the country, and I know what I'm getting.
Right.
Also, the Mountain House freeze-dried food I get from Albany Freeze-Dried in Albany, Oregon. And everything is kept in-house. I don't drop ship anything. It's...
Okay. Alrighty, and so you mentioned you have two existing loans with $40,000 balances. What do you have the individual balances on those two?
As of a couple of weeks ago, the IOU financial was about $20,000.
Okay, IOU, familiar with them.
And Broadway advance was about $22,000. They're both up in September.
And you said that was Broadway advance?
Yes.
Okay. What was the term length on those? You said they're up in September.
Well, the one was a short-term one, the Broadway advance. I've had that for about 2.5 months now. And that'll, as I say, that's up in September. So what would that be, a 5-6 month deal? The other, the IOU financial was for a year. And that'll
okay.
be again in September, so, but that was a 12-month or the IOU financial. Or
okay.
They called themselves IOU Central. I got it, now they're called IOU Financial.
Got you, okay. And what were the gross annual sales last year for the business?
It was $683,000.
Okay.
This year has been extremely less than that, and I don't know why. I've still been trying to figure it out, and I'm averaging, you know, like about 1,000 a day, and I was averaging like 2,000 a day. My sales are way down. Well, I started out by taking a vacation in January, which killed January, because I was away 2.5 weeks in January, and then February and March were terrible. April and May have come back up again.
That's good.
Not the 2,000 a day that I was doing, so I'm not too sure what's going on at this point.
Right. What do you think? Do you think it's just the market, or just economy, election year? What do you think is?
I think it's the economy.
Yeah.
Every December is my lowest month, and which is normal for me. Most people are not interested in buying precious metals and freeze-dried food before Christmas. Right after Christmas, it starts to go up again. January and February are usually big months for me. Say January, I missed half of it because I was on vacation. I hadn't had one in 13 months, so I decided I was going to take one. And then February, March, it's, you know, I was averaging like 500 a day in sales. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, got you.
75%. April and this month, you know, went up, so it's around 1,000, but still half of what I was.
Right.
But it is what it is. So I'm not too sure exactly what is going on, but I basically sell. I used to have two websites. I don't anymore. I sell strictly on eBay, and I, of course, have previous customers, and I get a lot of direct sales.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's how I, you know, my customer base is, you know, over the years is I get customers that'll just call me, and I'll either send them a PayPal invoice, or I'll send them one of my regular invoices, and they'll send me a check. But the majority of my sales is on eBay at the present time.
Okay.
I'm looking to go on Amazon, because I've got to do something here to figure out why, you know, my sales are down. I'll be going to the local gun shows here. You know, a lot of mountain food, camping equipment, that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah, definitely.
They're geared for that. But I've had a look. You know, as I say, I'm going to start up a website just for the Mountain House freeze-dried food again. And hopefully get my sales back up to where they were before. But
right.
It's, as I say, it is what it is right now, and it's, you know, I'm scratching my head trying to figure out, you know, nothing's really changed, but except I think it's partly the economy. Maybe people are waiting to see what's going on with the, you know, the next presidential election. I don't think they're waiting that long, but, you know, I don't know.
Got you. Okay, and you're... go ahead. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you there.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
I was going to... excuse me. Are you... You're 100% owner there? Or is it, do you have a partner? Okay, 100% owner, George.
No.
All right. Perfect. Okay. How would you define the personal credit? Is it good, bad, average?
My personal credit is, I think, sucks. It's probably down around, well, when I checked it with Credit Karma, I saw an ad in the thing, and it was 650. Now, 2 months ago, or 3 months ago, I guess it was, somebody wholesaled my paper out, and I had 15 hits on credit.
Jeez.
Score, which I didn't realize somebody was doing that. They just sent the paper out to everybody, and I had 15 hits about 3 months ago, so that dropped my score down.
Okay, would you... You think it's
positive, but I get, you know, my... I have three different credit cards that tell me what my credit score is, and they're, you know, up around 730, 740. Now, I don't know how Credit Karma gets theirs and how these credit card companies get theirs. I'm not too sure, but every month, you know, like my Discover card and what's the other one, that, whether it's Chase.
Yeah, notice with me and in my, like,
I got to automatically send them to you.
Yeah, I got a Discover card, and I noticed I actually have Credit Karma, too, and I noticed Discover card seems to, like, rank my credit a little higher than it actually is for some reason, whenever I get my updated.
Both of the two credit cards, the Discover card and I think it's Chase, they're both, you know, like, 730, 740, and I don't know what they're using. It just says on there.
Because I know, I know Credit Karma uses Equifax and TransUnion to calculate their two scores.
I just happened to use, just get it the first time because I saw an advertisement for it and it's free, and I thought, oh, I'll get it. And it was around 650. So it, but I do know because 3 months ago, I was trying to get the money from, they said, you know, somebody is wholesaling your paper around. I said, you realize you've had 15 hits this month on your credit score.
That's a lot, yeah. Jeez.
Killing your credit score. And I said, no, I wasn't aware of that. And it's most of the places that I have checked with over the years have told me they do a soft hit first on it, and I don't know what that means, but, and then they, you know, if you're going to get the funding, they will do it, you know, the regular, get the regular printout, I guess it, so I don't know what a soft hit means, but that's what they're telling me, but because they don't really, so it doesn't affect your score or something.
Yeah, so a soft pull it's basically a pool that evaluates your credit, obviously, that it's going to, I believe it shows up on your inquiries, but it's not going to affect your score. So that's what a soft pull is. It's like, that's like what Credit Karma does. Like when you know, one of us goes on Credit Karma, they're just doing a soft pull. So it shows all your accounts there, but.
But I found out like 3 months ago, before I got the loan from Broadway Advance, when I needed funding for inventory, people were apparently sending the paper out to every Tom, Dick, and Harry they could to see if they could get, you know, the funds, and they were all, you know, making a credit inquiry on it. That's how I found out about it.
Yeah, 15, that's a lot. And that was Broadway Advance that did that?
No, Broadway Advance is where I got the funding from.
Oh, so you went through
I think it was the guy at Broadway Advance was telling me, he says, you know, somebody has been sending your paper around to everybody.
Right.
Because I told him, you know, there was like two or three phone calls I got from people that I sent the information to, and one of them apparently was sending it to, they probably weren't a direct lender, and they were sending it to every bank, loan institution, or where, you know, wherever they get their funds from, and so I had 15 hits.
Yeah, that's an insane amount.
You gotta watch, yeah. He said, somebody is just sending your paper to everybody, and they're naturally making a credit inquiry, and he said, you've had 15 hits this month.
Jeez, yeah.
I've only talked to three different people that I sent my information to.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know how long it takes for that to get rectified or what, but, you know,
that's a lot of pools. What? So you said now you think you're right around 600, or you think you're?
Oh no, I mean a couple of weeks ago when I did the Credit Karma, it was around 650.
Oh okay, we can definitely work with that. 650, yeah.
So it may be.
It's not an issue.
You know, 800 and something before I started my business. But to be honest with you, how I getting my funding was through the credit cards that would send you these checks. You'd pay 3 or 5% up front. You'd have a year to pay for it, and then they'd send you more checks, you know, and I just divide it by the 12 or 15 months they gave you and pay for it every month so I wouldn't get caught. And then my last payment, it was zero balance again, and they usually sent you more checks. And that's how I was doing it. But I was using the maximum that they allowed, you know, because I got one that's got a 30,000 line of credit and so forth. So I would take about the maximum. And naturally, your score gets lowered, I guess, if you use more than 30% of your line of credit or something.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I dropped out of the 800 bracket real fast, you know, 7 years ago when I started this, and then, you know, as I say, I keep doing it. As long as they keep sending me checks, it's the cheapest way for me to get the money.
Gotcha.
3 or 5% up front, they send me more checks. I just deposit the check in my checking account, and that's how I was, you know, getting the money for the inventory.
Got you. Okay.
So that obviously I'm using more than 30% of my available line of credit on most of these cards.
Right. Something that I deal with business owners all day. It's something a lot of them do, you know, when it comes down to it. It's just kind of necessary. I mean, when you get stuck in certain places, but yeah, exactly. Not something you necessarily want, but something that can be necessary if you run into hiccups and whatnot there. But these loans would only, they're not going to show up on your personal credit. We do a credit pool, but it's strictly business credit. It's not going to affect your availability, that sort of thing. But how soon were you looking to bring on some? Let me ask you this: if you know, ideally, if we could pay off the $40,000, how much would you be looking to net there for the inventory?
If possible, around $20,000-$25,000.
Okay,
get that.
Gotcha.
Or you know more. Like presently, yeah. You know, I could use about $20,000 to $25,000. To now, as far as Mountain House freeze dried food, I carry like about a 30,000 inventory on it all the time. I get two shipments from Albany Freeze Dried twice a month. They send a pallet of food down. I sell a lot of Mountain House Freeze Dried food, which if you're not familiar with it, they basically take out 85% of the moisture. They pack it in nitrogen, and that's what keeps it, you know, for a 25-year shelf life.
Oh, wow. As I was going to ask you, that's a long shelf life.
They have another, well, it'd probably last 100 years or more, longer than we would, but they guarantee a 25-year taste test life.
That's crazy.
So, in other words, if you open up a can 25 years from now, it's going to taste as fresh as the new stuff.
Wow, that's crazy.
Probably last forever, but and they do it in number 10 cans for the people who want a food storage program in place, and they do the pouches for people who want smaller amounts and mainly for campers and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
You just open up the pouch and you add boiling water to it, and you eat it directly out of the pouch. It makes it easy for campers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking up the site, right? What is the number 10 can? What does that mean?
Those are the ones, the big cans that you see in the... They're basically, they fit in an 8-cube box.
Gotcha.
When I send out one can there, it's an 8x8x8 approximately. Obviously, it's a little smaller than 8x8x8 because it fits in an 8-inch box. But they're the bigger cans that you see in the grocery stores every once in a while. You probably haven't even noticed it unless you're looking for them. They're there in most products. They're a bigger can, but they're, you know, like 7 3/4 inches high, and they're like 7 3/4 inches in diameter.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what a number 10 can is, and of course I buy them by the case, and you know, I sell them by one, by half a case, or by a full case.
Gotcha. Okay, absolutely.
And
yeah, so
those that are want a food storage program, as far as the pouches, they also come 6 to a case. Naturally, they're much smaller. They fit in a smaller box. And they are mainly for people who are going camping, those that want to try it first before they invest in a larger can to see how it tastes.
Right, right.
And they've done an independent study a couple different times over the past 5 years, and Mountain House always comes up out on top. As far as taste, as far as mainly the big thing is having the nitrogen content in it. There's one company that really could be crucified because it didn't have the nitrogen content in that it was supposed to, and obviously the food would turn rancid in 5 years.
Jeez.
Mountain House has been around since the 60s.
Oh, really?
But they have a plant in England and, of course, the one in Albany, Oregon. And they're the premier of freeze-dried food. They have very good tasting food. It's not like, I don't know if you're in the military, but the military MREs, of course, they're much better now than they used to be, but, you know, it's nothing like those. It's much better tasting. It's a quick meal for people. You know, obviously, I've been using it since 1979.
Oh, wow. You eat it like on a daily basis?
No. I bought my first 6 month supply in 79.
Okay.
And then I tried some of it at first just to see how I liked it, and it was very good. And then, you know, I waited a number of years, and I would buy more as I could afford it at the time, when my kids were growing up and so forth, and would rotate them. And, you know, had it for an emergency food supply. I always believed in having a year supply of food, just in case. You never know what happened. You know,
exactly.
Particularly with all the tragedies that we're having around the world now with weather-related things, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, especially here, you know, where...
The pouches also come in buckets that you can just grab the handle and take off. Obviously, you got to find some hot water to reconstitute it, but at least you got the food.
Right.
And then they also have what they call a ProPak, which is in a congealed ball. You constitute it with boiling water, but it's for people who mountain climb, and it will not expand at higher elevations.
Okay, interesting. So it can be used for...
They have a line of pouches that are called ProPaks, and they, you know, they look like a hard ball of food in it, and they're supposedly take up a little less room for backpackers and so forth, but it's mainly for those that are mountain climbers, and they will not expand at higher elevations. I didn't realize they would, but that's the purpose of that.
Interesting. Yeah, I did not.
I carry the full line of what Mountain House carries. As I say, I have about probably 30,000 plus in inventory, which I store all over my house, rotate it, you know, so it's, you know, usually within no older than 6 months, because I do sell a lot of it. As I say, I get a couple shipments every month. An 18-wheeler comes down my street and takes up two houses to offload the pallet, and that's how I keep my inventory up. But, you know, in all honesty, I double the inventory of Mountain House. I'm only going to sell so much.
Right.
I'm hoping with putting another website back on and also going to the gun shows and so forth that I'll increase my sales in Mountain House. So that's where I really make my money. The precious metals, and I mainly sell silver.
Okay.
I buy it directly from different mints like Regency Mint and Golden State Mint and stuff. They're all ISO regulated, and they're, you know, in the United States. And that way I know I'm getting pure silver. I buy, you know, anywhere from a 10th ounce to a 100 ounce bar in silver, and it's all pure silver. And now the more I have in inventory, the more I can sell, obviously.
Right.
Not like Mountain House. In Mountain House, I'm only going to sell so much. I have a regular routine of, you know, ordering every couple of weeks. It takes 8 days to get to me from the time they send it out, because it goes from Albany, Oregon, and I'm located in central New York State. And it goes by train, believe it or not, most of the way, and they take it off in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, put it on a truck, and it comes to me the next day.
Okay. So what was the name of the company? If I ever want to invest in metals, what was the company that's ISO regulated?
Well, I have a DBA in New York State under All Season Survival, which is called Quality Precious Metals.
Okay. Is that a separate entity, or is that just the DBA?
That's just a DBA.
Okay, and you said it's all precious metals?
No, quality precious metals.
Quality. I don't know where I got that from. Quality precious.
If on my eBay site, my store is called Quality Precious Metals 1. They wouldn't give me Quality Precious Metals, so I'm called Quality Precious Metals 1.
Gotcha.
If you go on eBay or something, if you're familiar with eBay.
Yeah, very.
The first thing you do when you get on eBay is you'll see a blue search bar on the right-hand side, and it's got the word advanced next to it. You just click on that, and it redirects you to the next page, which you can find stores. You click on find stores, and then you put in quality precious metals 1, but put spaces between each word and letter.
Gotcha.
And it would just take you right to my store.
Okay.
But if you just put in quality precious metals 1 and don't put spaces between it, you won't get anything. I don't know why. That's just the way eBay works. But, gotcha. You know, if you ever wanted to see the store. But that's...
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Basically, that's where I do most of my business, probably 90% of it. The rest comes from direct sales from previous customers and so forth, because it's obviously cheaper for them to buy directly from me than it is to pay the eBay fees. I pay usually between $3,000 and $4,000 a month in eBay fees.
Oh, really? That's a lot.
Customer pays for it, obviously. And
yeah, maybe you could, with your own site there, maybe you could get rid of that fee and just add that on, maybe add a little bit more onto the price and just take that as straight profit.
I basically, you know, like when I get my website, it's going to be 10% less than what I charge on eBay.
All right, so that'll probably help sales out there.
And I also send a flyer with it that's saying, do you want to save 10% on your next purchase?
Oh, nice.
And it's got my phone numbers and email address, and they can either call me or write to me and say, how do I save the 10%? And I say, by going off eBay, either buy directly from me or you get a PayPal invoice. And, you know, that's up to them which way they want to go. And actually, they're covered. Anybody's covered, you know, as long as they pay by credit card and internet, you're really covered. You don't have to worry about it, because the companies will... Banks will just charge back on you if there's a dispute or something. So,
gotcha.
Take it right out of your account. I mean, like eBay, they think it's something special on eBay because you don't have to know the buyer or seller. eBay covers you. Well, so does PayPal or any other, Amazon or wherever. You're really covered. You don't have to worry. As long as you use a credit card on an internet transaction, you're really covered. But eBay makes it sound like they're doing something special, which, you know, is nice. It's a high price for insurance. But, you know, you don't have to know the buyer. You can buy in confidence and so forth. And naturally, when people get to know me, they're comfortable with me, they call me up directly and order and either send me a check or I'll send them a PayPal invoice.
Oh, gotcha.
Covered under that, and it's the same company they're dealing with as they were on eBay, and so I get over the years more and more private customers. But the majority of my business is on eBay. As I said, I gave up the two sites that I had over the years just because it was costing me too much and I wasn't getting the response that I needed. In eBay, the traffic comes to you.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about search engine optimization, that sort of thing. You already have that flow. Yeah, we'd definitely like to see what we can do for you. See what we can do for you there, George. Is there a good email I can shoot you off, the one-page application there and my information?
GWilmot1. And again, Wilmot is spelled W-I-L-M-O-T.
Okay.
Like Oscar Tango. It's GWilmot1 at stny.rr.com. Southern Tier of New York Roadrunner is what it stands for.
Alrighty, let me just make sure I have this right. I have G Wilmot, digit 1. Wilmot is W-I-L-M-O-T, the number 1, at S as in Sam, T as in Tom, N as in New, Y as in York, dot R-R dot com. Is that accurate?
Correct. That's
okay. Yeah, George, I'll go ahead. I'll shoot you off. I don't think we got into it. We'll just look at a one-page application. We'll look at six months business bank statements. Most recent months there for you.
What I can do is send you the 6 months now, and a couple of days later I would have May's for you.
Or you could that'd be fine, or we can just not worry about May, or you could even if you've had some strong sales in May here. That would be perfect, yeah, because if you've had some sales picking up in May, you can probably just download that month to date and get that over to me.
Yeah.
That should be perfect. And then
January was low because I was off, half the month.
Right.
February and March were just terrible. And April picked up again, but, April and May is, around 1,000 a day, but it's still half what I was making all last year.
Right. Well, hopefully it bounces back there for you.
I can send you the spreadsheet that I had that, you could look at it and see what I did last year. That obviously isn't going to help me this year because I'm earning what I'm earning right now.
Would you define your business as seasonal?
No.
No, okay. Okay, got you.
No,
yeah,
it's routinely, as I say, December has always been my lowest month for the 12 months. January and February are usually my biggest months. And as I say, I lost half of January because I was on vacation. February and March were terrible for whatever reason this year.
Right. Alrighty.
Is what it is, but I'll send you... I can send you the 6 months bank statements. I can send you the printouts from PayPal as far as what it shows in sales every month. You don't want their complete thing because it's like 50-some pages long because they take out my, shipping labels. I print shipping labels eBay or PayPal, and they're cheaper because they get a better rate. So I save money by doing my shipping labels, but obviously every order has a shipping label, and they take that out. So if you get the complete list of PayPal, it's like 50 pages long a month.
Jeez. Is that your state? So your state? Okay.
Or whatever the postage fees are.
So you're a merchant. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a business account with PayPal. But I can print out, they have I forget what you call it now, but it shows just what the sales were.
Okay, yeah, that might help maybe the last, four months or so of that.
That would give you a better idea. As I say, you're not going to want to look through their complete pages that they send you. It's crazy because it's got all the shipping labels. Every transaction has a shipping label, and but they consolidate it on two sheets of the sales, which is easy because all you're looking at is what I actually sold on eBay. It obviously doesn't show what I didn't sell on eBay. You know, but the bank statements, you know, justify that because they deposit the checks in the bank.
Right, right. And do you have access to the first page from your tax return there? The 1120S?
No, believe it or not, I have not gotten this back. I had to file an extension. My CPA promised me that I would get it this week.
Okay, no worries. Do you have it from last year by chance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, we can just, if you have 2014, we can use that. You know, if you could get that over as well with the package, and I'll put that in the email I send over to you, just about the bank statements and then the application tax return. So I'll make, and then, yeah, I'll shoot that email off to you, George, in the next 10 minutes or so. And, you'll have my information there. Again, my name is Gabe. You'll have my information in the signature there, my direct phone number. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me. And I'll get that email out to you here in the next few minutes, alrighty?
That would be fine, thank you.
Yeah, alrighty, it's nice speaking with you, George. Give me a call with any questions, and I would expect that email there shortly, alrighty?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll talk soon, George, thanks. Bye.
Yep, bye now.
Take care.